Very disappointing, especially when there was all our mistakes again, that while we conceded three goals. I mean, there were three basic defending errors. I mean, Dan Harding's give a stupid penalty away in the sixth minute, and there was just, you know, there was no need for it. And then Brycey just didn't clear his lines and mistimed a slice of a clearance, and it was just a comedy of errors. And then the third one for me, when our right back, Sean Roddy, he's played it back inside into our 18. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Not from a defender. I mean, you know, I think you're taught as a defender to clear your lines and get the ball back to front, up the pitch and get up. But obviously Roddy wanted to assist for another goal, and he crossed the ball for him. So I'm not happy about it. I mean, it's something we spoke about on Tuesday. We worked on it on Thursday, and the same things are happening time and time again. And you know, it has to stop now. We just can't keep letting it happen, because I think going forward, I think we've got a lot of creativity, and you know, I do think we'll score goals, and you know, but it's always a mammoth task when you're climbing a mountain every game.
That's three games, three defeats, and you conceded three goals in each of those games. How can you stop that rot and make your defence impervious?
Well, we need to. We've spoke about it two or three times, and I think there's only so many times you can say it to people. And if they don't get it, and you've got to give them the opportunity to try and eradicate it, because you know everyone does make mistakes. But if they don't get it, then you need to get people in that will get it.
So are we looking at people being asked to leave the club perhaps in the near future, and other people being shipped in?
Yeah, well listen, it's obviously what I'm saying to you there. We need to bring in some centre halves, don't we? It's not rocket science. You know, we've had a short space. I'm not going to make excuses. It's my fault at the end of the day. But I don't make them decisions on the pitch. I mean, you expect mistakes, but not too catastrophic errors from 30-year-old players. You know, I just can't keep watching it any longer. So we need to have a look at that. And yeah, you're right. We probably do need to bring in one or two.
Looking at the positive second half, totally different side. So I guess whatever you said in the dressing room at the break seemed to have worked in some respects.
Well, it's easy because you know, you're 3-0 down, and you know, it's just easy to put in a performance, because that's what the supporters, they deserve, you know. And it's, you know, that's the very least that they need to do is roll their sleeves up. So that's a gimme for me. But it's just the errors. I you know, I can't keep watching week in, week out, and it's something we need to sort out.
You got Bognor Regis Town, Sussex Derby on Tuesday night. Is it too early to make radical changes ahead of that game?
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we can be a bit active and try and get in one or two players. We'll try, and we'll try and do something about it. But it's not always that easy, because you know, it's hard to try and get players out of clubs when, you know, when clubs don't want to let them go. So look, I'm not. It is what it is. I'm not going to make excuses. I take full responsibility. But we've tried to put 14 players together. You know, because we kept two from last year, but we've tried to sign 14 players, and in the space of 5 or 6 weeks, it's, you know, it's going to be hard, and we're not going to get them all right. And that's the idea of sort of sifting through them until you get it right, and that's what we'll keep doing.
And I guess the word to the fans is just be patient.
Well, listen, the fans are great. The fans are fantastic. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, and there's not. Patience is not a thing in football these days. You know, it's instant success. But you know, there's a lot of things going against us, and one of them is, you know, that we're not financially competing like we were last year. So we know that, and we're trying to go in a different route. We're trying to go in a different route and get more local based players, but that's working out a bit harder, because you know, there's it's all right getting players in, but they've got to be able to play to the standard that the league you're in. So that's a problem that, you know, I'm having to deal with. So you know, we are trying, and we'll give it our best shot, and that's all I can say.